But religion, as we see it, was created to actually remind us of the divinity which is in each and every one of us. Religion was created to join us together, not to divide us. The only time religion divides us is when we don't understand what it means. Thus, an attack against a religion, any religion, is an attack against all of us. It's an attack against the idea that any one of us can practice our faith freely. And we're so humbled and pleased, not only by the turnout today, but by the national and international outpouring of support that reminds each and every one of us in this community that you truly do understand that message. There are a few concepts that are helping us get through this very difficult time in our community. The Sikh religion teaches us three golden rules, that we should always remember our source, always remember our creator and where we came from, that we should earn our living by honest means, and that we must share our earnings with others. These are golden principles that apply, I think, not only to our faith, but to every faith. I think they not only apply to every faith, I think they apply to every American, regardless of faith. These are not only Sikh values, these are American values. And this is why we're proud to call ourselves Sikh Americans.
It's amazing to look around at every human face, whether it be in Africa, China, India, America, Europe. I always tell this story. I went up to the Edinburgh Castle in Scotland, and right in front, you walk up this long, treacherous road that no car can go up, and you get right to the front of Edinburgh Castle, and there's a big statue up there. And you think to yourself, oh, this is gonna be a great big Scot on a horse. Right in front of the Edinburgh Castle, which is equivalent to our White House, right? There's a statue of a Sikh riding a horse with his turban, his beard, and his sword. And it turns out that Sikh, that general, saved the King of Scotland multiple times in war. So the King of Scotland said, I'm going to put a statue of you up in front of my castle. That's amazing to think. Our history spans so many decades. We've fought in so many wars. We've taken care of our own. We spread so much knowledge. We have so many universities. Yet when we come here, we lose it. It's really difficult. So this is not a day to reclaim the things that we lost. This is a day to bond with you because, believe it or not, everybody on this continent, 99.9% of us are immigrants. Today, I have a gentleman who I played soccer with, Ben Perales. I have another person who I played chess with, B. Yang, Frank Wierick. All these people I learned about and we got to grow up together in high school, they all came out today to share in this tribute. And I couldn't believe it, because I haven't seen those guys in years. I still remember their name. I saw their face. They had all changed. They all had kids. And it was amazing. I felt at that moment, that brilliant moment, we've always been one. Never have we been separated, just been on different continents looking for each other.
This is an extraordinary moment. We meet in the aftermath of a terrible tragedy that has befallen your community here in Oak Creek. But it's more than just an event that has affected your community. It is an event that has shocked and distressed humanity around the world. So more than this being National Night Out, I think this is humanity's night out today. And we are here, I am here as the ambassador of India to share my sense of deep sorrow and grief with all of you who have lost loved ones in the tragic incident that happened on Sunday morning at the Oak Creek Gurdwara. To me as an Indian, my Sikh brother and sister epitomizes the values of courage, of commitment, of community spirit, with giving, with valor, with patriotism. And that is the spirit that they have brought to your country. And that is what we must remember at this time. Let this be a time of renewal, renewal of faith and commitment to helping all of us who belong to the human family.